With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's Perek Rambam, the 8th chapter of Hilchos Tefillah uBirchas Kohanim. Rambam today is introducing the concept of a minyan, of a quorum. Rambam says that there are certain parts of prayer that are going to be classified as Dvarim Shebekedusha, that can only be said when you have a Eda, a congregation. A congregation defined only when you have 10 Jewish men or more gathered together. What is the source that an Eda, that a congregation, is only used when you have a gathering of 10? Maybe you can use an Eda when you have a gathering, I don't know, 5 of 3? So the source brings Rambam is from the story of the spies that we find in the Chumash, that when we were speaking back to 10 of the 12 spies, 2 of the 12 spies remained tzaddikim, Yehoshua and Caliph. But the 10, sadly, they were sharing words that inspired fear. And ultimately, as we all are familiar with the story, it kept us back in the desert for almost 40 years. And we have in the Torah the words Admasai lo Eda, etc. So we don't find in any other place in the Torah that the word Eda is being used when you have a gathering of less than 10. Oh, but when you have a gathering of 10, they are called Eda. So that's the source that an Eda, a congregation, whenever we need a congregation, the minimum number is the number 10. And here comes the big kasha, as is also spoken out on Likutei Sichos, Chelek Lamed Gimel, page 85, and in many other places, that how can it be? How can it be that when we are learning a halacha regarding Davar Shebekedusha, we are learning it out from the Meraglim, from the congregation that are actually called rebels? You know, Kalev, when Kalev was pushing back against 10 of his initial colleagues, Kalev tells them, Ach Bashem Al Timroidu, don't rebel against God. This is very significant, because even though halachically a Jew is a Jew is a Jew, but if, God forbid, a Jew is classified halachically as a rebel, as a moired, then you cannot even count him during that period of his life before he does tshuva. You cannot even count him for a minyan. So this is a huge kasha. Kalev is calling the meraglim Ach Bashem Al Timroidu. That means that they were basically doing an act of rebellion. So how are we learning the whole halachas of a minyan for a davar shebekedusha from the meraglim? Says the Rebbe that here you appreciate the importance of the insight that Chassidus gives to the whole story of the meraglim, as we are all familiar with. That the meraglim were really coming from their desire of giving continuity to the connection that we all had with God, to the connection that we all felt with godliness in the desert. And they understood that that connection is experienced because in the lifestyle that God afforded us in the desert allowed us to be very disconnected from the physicality of the world. And entering the Holy Land would demand of us a tremendous increase of worldly activities. And they did not want to lose that dveikus. They were coming from that place. And as Chassidus says, and let's use the terms that the Rambam uses. You know, there is the lowest level of divine service, which is called serving God miyira, which is serving God selfishly, for me, for my reward. Then there is the higher level that we should all strive to attain, which is what the Rambam calls serving God from love. And as we actually spoke out the Vart of the Rebbe a couple of segments ago, that serving God, to be connected to God, not as a reward, I want to feel the connection, but serving Hashem in order to be better connected to God is the service of Ahava. Because part of the goals of Yiddishkeit is to be connected to God. So you want to be connected to God, which is what the Meraglim wanted. They wanted to feel that connection to God. They wanted to be better connected to God. Elama, they made a mistake. As the Rebbe explains in that Sicha, quoting Noach Rambam, that the ultimate serving God, mi Ahava, is not to be connected to God. It's doing what Hashem wants. God wanted us to enter Israel, Eretz Yisrael, so this should have been what they wanted. However, even though they taka made a mistake, but their mistake was coming from a desire of being connected to God, which is dafka from the meraglim, do we learn halachis regarding prayer, which is all about being better connected to Hashem. Gevaldik.